Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers have been killed and 40 wounded in fighting in East Ukraine. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around the city of Debaltseve. A ceasefire agreement reached Thursday has not yet gone into effect. Representatives of Ukraine's government, Russian-backed separatists, the Russian government, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe signed an accord in Minsk. It calls for a pullback of forces near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire beginning Sunday. Here is OSCE Secretary General Lamberto Zenier.
We really expect these hostilities to terminate at the deadline that was set in Minsk, and we would really hope to see a decrease already between now and that moment.
In Washington, the White House called the agreement a potentially significant step toward a peaceful end to the conflict. Police in Pakistan say militants today attacked a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60. The attack on the mosque in Peshawar is the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. At least 7 people, including a local chief, were killed today when Nigeria's Boko Haram militants attacked a village in Chad. It was their first such incursion into Chadian territory. Witnesses say the militants crossed Lake Chad in 3 motorized canoes and attacked the village of Engu Bua around 3 a.m. The militants set fire to parts of the village before being driven out by Chadian troops. The forces later launched airstrikes targeting the militants. This is VOA News. Greece and its international creditors plan to meet today to discuss Greek demands for an easing of austerity measures imposed by its creditors. The Dutch finance minister says the meeting is designed to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's reluctance to change the terms of more than $300 billion in loans to Greece. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, austerity's chief advocate, praised the possible breakthrough in the new Greek government's contentious relations with its lenders. Greece wants its creditors to give it a bridge loan for several months. The father of 2 of the 3 shooting victims in North Carolina is urging the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate the slayings as a hate crime. The father says the 3 were killed because they were Muslims, but police say the killings took place over a parking dispute. A neighbor of the 3 slain young people is being held without bond on a charge of first-degree murder. Police say the dispute over a parking space sparked the shootings. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to sign an executive order aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and with each other. Mr. Obama will sign the order at a conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection at Stanford University in California. The White House says the executive order lays a framework that will include strong protections for privacy and civil liberties, even as it removes barriers between the government and the private sector. State media say fighting between government troops and Kokang rebels near the Chinese border in Myanmar have left 47 soldiers dead and 73 wounded. The Global New Light of Myanmar newspaper reported today the government in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has notified China that fighting during the past week has forced thousands of people to flee into China. It is not known how many rebels have been killed or wounded. 4 people were killed today in a train accident in southern India. At least 60 people were injured when 4 rail cars went off the rails near the town of Enikal. The cause of the derailment was not immediately clear. Top news stories at this hour. Ukraine's military says 11 soldiers have been killed and 40 wounded in fighting in East Ukraine. A ceasefire agreement reached Thursday has not yet gone into effect. Police in Pakistan say militants today attacked a Shiite mosque in Peshawar. At least 19 people were killed and 60 were wounded. Looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.